You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, and this week, we are devoting the show to wellness. So, some basics. Here are five things you need to know about keeping yourself fit and healthy as 2018 gets underway.
This is Dr. Janai Robinson. I'm in the Department of Family Medicine at the Keck School of Medicine at USC in Southern California.
So to start us off, achoo!
Well, first, it is cold and flu season, so get that flu vaccine if you haven't done so. It's not too late, and it is important in terms of preventing the flu. In addition to that, good hand washing is important to prevent the spread of the flu. And if you're coughing, wear a mask or use a tissue to try to prevent spreading that cough to others. In the office, your coworkers will appreciate you if you stay home if you're sick. And again, if you are going to be in the office, using a mask or a tissue and trying to stay away from those that are healthy is recommended.
So, yes, wash your hands. Moving on, eat your greens.
Point number two is to eat more plants. We recommend 6 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. You can pick things you have available where you are, what's in season, what you like. Remember that frozen fruits and vegetables are fine to use as well. We do recommend whole fruits and vegetables over juice because when you juice fruits and vegetables, you lose fiber, and fiber is essential for good health.
From there, keep on moving.
Point number three is to move your body every day. We recommend a minimum of 30 minutes a day of cardiovascular exercise. That's anything that gets your heartbeat up. So brisk walking, going up and down stairs, dancing, running, biking, whatever you like to do, make it enjoyable. It's okay if you need to break it up into smaller amounts of 10 minutes a couple of times a day. And every bit counts. So if you can't get the full 30 minutes in, even take 5 or 10 minutes, it all adds up.
Point four, keep calm and carry on.
Point number four is to manage your stress. It's impossible for us to eliminate stress in our busy lives, but there's many techniques for managing stress. I recommend to my patients to consider regular exercise, meditation, trying to be more mindful, and remembering to laugh and to play with our families and our friends is really important and really good anecdotes to stress.
And to round out our five things,
point number five is get adequate sleep. We recommend at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And it's hard for our bodies to function optimally when we're sleep deprived. When you're sleep deprived, you have more stress hormones circulating in your body, which tempts us to be eating more poorly, making worse choices. It's also hard for us to do our regular exercise when we're not getting adequate sleep. So make sure that you're getting plenty of sleep.
Wait, bonus round.
At Keck School of Medicine at USC in the Department of Family Medicine, we strongly believe in the importance of having a regular primary care physician that you see. So establishing that relationship, making sure that you're getting your wellness and health maintenance issues addressed, as well as having that relationship so you have a doctor who knows you, knows your values, knows your family, and is able to be an ally to you in terms of being able to achieve optimal health.
That's it. Five, well, actually six, things you need to know about keeping yourself healthy as we kick off 2018. Thanks to Dr. Janai Robinson from the Department of Family Medicine at USC's Keck School of Medicine. And do you have five things you want to know about? Just email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org.